for terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Mostly sunny and windy today, highs mid to upper 50s.
It is 54 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 Newsroom's team coverage of local news first, I'm Joe Thomas in the morning. Using Charlottesville as an example,
state intelligence analysts have identified threats and violent rhetoric similar to what has been seen before other major events, such as Charlottesville.
Governor Ralph Northam fulfilled the promise we were leaked yesterday and declared a state of emergency for the Capitol.
No weapons will be allowed on the Capitol grounds. This includes everything from sticks and bats to chains and projectiles. These rules are similar to long-standing rules in airplanes and courthouses. To enforce this, I am declaring a state of emergency in Richmond from Friday evening until Tuesday night.
WCHV Radio will be broadcasting live to give you full coverage. Joe Thomas in the morning and Tom Garrett live from Richmond Monday starting at 6.
Meantime, a local gun control group who plans to be in Richmond the same day as the massive pro-gun rally is forced to change their plans. The Charlottesville Coalition for Gun Violence Prevention will be at the state capitol on Monday for their annual Martin Luther King Day vigil to honor victims of gun violence. But a local coordinator says they've been advised to change the time of their vigil in Richmond because of large crowds expected for the big pro-gun lobby day.
The pro-gun people said they can't assure the Capitol Police that everybody's going to be gone by the time we're going to be there, which
at 2 o'clock.
At 2 o'clock. That's historically the time we have our vigil. And so we have moved our own vigil up to 3 o'clock so that there's not that crossover.
In April, the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors will adopt the next tax rate. If they don't change it at all, they will still see a 3.4% tax increase on average because that's what assessments have gone up. As the county announced yesterday, the largest percentage increase was rural, going up 5.6%, followed by multifamily properties went up 5.5% in assessed value.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 54 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station, broadcasting live from Lobby Day in Richmond, Monday morning with Joe Thomas and Tom Garrett, WCHV.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. 27cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.27cash.com. That's